You're listening to K-Hum. That's Lara Cortese with Heel to Toe. It's off the album Into the Dark. And right now, I have Lara on the phone. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You all are coming. You said it was going to be your third time back here in the area?
Yeah, it is. And actually, we about a year ago, the lineup of the band changed. We expanded to include a fourth woman on upright bass. So it'll be our first time with the new lineup.
Oh, cool. I'm definitely a fan of upright basses. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You said that you're also going to be debuting a lot of new music at the show on Saturday over at the Playhouse because you're working on a new album.
Yeah, over the last year with this new lineup, we've been arranging and writing a lot of new songs, and we've gone a lot of exotic retreats to like Quebec and Iceland.
That's cool.
Work on the new material. And in July, we went into the studio with Sam Kassir, who's a great producer, who's worked with bands like Lake Street Dive and Joy Kills Sorrow and Josh Ritter, and we started recording the album. So this will be sort of our first concert that we've known exactly what this music is going to sound like. So we're going to share a bunch of it.
That's awesome! Thank you so much for sharing a lot of it with us. And when do you think that new album's going to be coming out?
Well, we're doing a pledge music campaign now, so for our pledge people, we're definitely going to get it to them either in December or January this year. And then the actual release may take a little longer. We're going to see, you know, how far we can spread this. See if right now we're independent, see if we can maybe get a record label and that sort of thing. So, you know, the music will be done and ready right in the new year, but it might be not till spring or the next fall that it actually comes out at a large.
Okay, cool. So people, if they donate to the Pledge Music campaign, then they'll also get updates, but they can also check your Facebook page, I guess, for updates
on
the album.
Exactly.
Okay, sweet. And make sure to send it to us, too, because that'll be really
neat
to have.
I will definitely do that.
Well, right now, you're actually teaching at a music camp, you mentioned to me.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up attending this fiddle camp in the Redwoods in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and that's actually where I met Jenna Moynihan, who plays fiddle in the Dance Cards. And last year, for the first time, the band decided that, you know, it's our favorite place to be. Why don't we save up money as a band and make it something that the band can attend every year? I teach at it every year. And so last year, the trio version of the band without our bass-playing friend attended the camp all together. I was teaching. And then this year, we actually also got our bass player to come along, which is how we're doing this tour. And in the magic last week of camp, Valerie, who plays cello in the band, Valerie Thompson, also got asked to be on staff. The two of us are on staff, and two of us are on scholarship attending the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddling School, which sounds very, regal or something, but it's really kind of a party in the Redwoods. A lot of different genres get played. Great fiddler Jeremy Kittle is here this week, teaching tunes, and Pascal Jean, who's from Quebec. So it's a lot of different cool traditional music.
That's neat. And you said that you grew up attending this camp because you're from San Francisco originally, right?
Exactly. I first came when I was 12 years old, and probably 10 or 12 years into attending, I first got asked to be on staff actually as a dance teacher and then eventually a singing teacher, which is what I'm doing this week's teaching. Teaching songs.
Awesome. And then you went to the you grew up in San Francisco, but then you moved to Boston to go to Berklee for a little while.
Yeah, the Berklee College of Music in Boston, which is when I was there. There's just a very few of us on the fiddle. Hanukkah Castle, Casey Dreesen, Rashad Eggleston, great cellist. But since graduating, they've started a great roots music program that caters to people that sort of walk between, the traditional music, bluegrass, Americana world, and it means that Boston is just getting an incredible influx of young roots musicians, and the scene is on fire there. It's a really exciting place to live because there's always new energy coming in.
Well, that's just super neat, and I'm glad that you're taking part of it in your current project on tour and stopping through here to the Arcata Playhouse, which is an awesome venue. And did you play there the last time you were in town?
Yeah, we've played there at the Arcata Playhouse the last couple of times, and we just love what David Clooney is building there. He's been an incredible support to us, always making sure that it's a packed house and a good time. And not every presenter that you meet is able to really, you know, spread the word within their community and tap into the energy of the place. And it's really a special thing that he's building there. So we're so glad we get to come back.
I definitely agree with that. The Playhouse is one thing that I love to support. It is $15 general admission, $13 for students and members, and you can get tickets at Wildberries Marketplace, Brown Paper Tickets, or you can also call the Playhouse at 822-1575 to grab them up, and then it's just arcadaplayhouse.org if you want more information. Laura Cortese is going to be playing at the Playhouse coming up Saturday at 8 p.m., so people should definitely go on out there and check it out. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you're going to, we've been playing a lot of stuff off your last release, Into the Dark, and you're going to have that for sale at the Playhouse?
Oh, yes, of course. We have it on vinyl and CD.
Oh, that's super awesome. Nice. All right, cool. Well, stick on the phone for just a second. I'll say goodbye to you. And right now, for everybody else, I'm going to go ahead and put on Life is Good Blues. You're listening to KHOME.